This football season, from the office to happy hour, every Friday is Fan Friday. Visit Dick's Sporting Goods for the largest selection of authentic Reebok NFL apparel. And wear your team out. Every season starts at Dick's.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon in Philly for Monday Night Football. Tony, I've been hard on Philly fans, but I'm tough enough to sit out here at the link and take it from them.
Tony Kornheiser, no one's here, Wilbon.
Why ain't they show? I'm here.
Mr. Tough
Why ain't
guy,
they show?
Mr. Big Shot.
You know, I said showdown at 5:30 Eastern. Where are they?
There's nobody here.
Where
yet.
Are your people?
The game's in three
well,
hours.
They should be here. I'm here. Why ain't they here?
Wait, I'll alert the media.
Good. Do that. Oh, we are the media. Yes.
Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Bengals give up 51, the Saints stink, and OJ goes to jail. But we begin with the Patriots, who apparently can play just fine without a spy cam. In a game that some saw as a referendum on Bill Belichick's genius status, the Patriots beat down the lippy Chargers 38-14. Teddy Bruschi called it a victory, quote, for all the Patriots teams, past and present, unquote. And Tom Brady added, quote, we wanted to do our best for Belichick. He's the best coach in probably the history of the NFL, unquote. Mike, does this game go a long way toward erasing the stain in your mind?
No, these are separate issues. The Patriots are great. Bill Belichick is a great coach whose bust will sit in Canton, Ohio, because he's going to the Hall of Fame. This is not a referendum, okay? But he also cheated. He's a cheater. He was dealt with as a cheater by the commissioner of the NFL, though not harsh enough in my mind. He cheated. They're great. Both things can be true.
Here's what you have to know, that around the country, Belichick is still seen, obviously, as aloof and distant and a cheat. But in Boston, he's a god and deservedly so.
Absolutely.
Because he is a great coach. Did you see the players hug him after the game, go up to him and hug him individually? And let me get to something else. Because I said LaDainian Tomlinson can talk all he wants until that game. And if he wins, he can keep talking. Now he must do what?
They got smashed. Shut
he
up.
Must shut
all
up.
Of them. LaDainian and all the rest of them.
For them to say, if we played the Patriots
please.
10 times, we beat them
please.
9. They're 0-2 now.
Yeah, so what kind of math they got going?
Yeah.
The Chargers need to shut up. Okay, because they're sort of dangling here. They could be 0-2. That vaunted offense has put up an average of, 14
but
points in two games.
There are a lot of people, many of them Chargers, who think they're the best team in the league.
Not anymore.
For the Patriots to beat them down like that.
They took them out like they were chumps. That's what they did now. But again, this has one has nothing to do with the other.
I should have stayed with 19-0. I should have.
Too late.
I know.
You're bailed.
I know.
Let's move to the biggest shocker of the day, the Browns topping the Bengals in a 51-45 shootout. Browns quarterback Derek Anderson threw 5 TDs, and Jamal Lewis ran like it was 2003, putting up 215 rushing yards. After the game, Bengals defensive end Justin Smith called his defense embarrassing, terrible, and ridiculous. Tony, you want to add an adjective or two?
No, but I'm going to add two nouns. Because here are two words, a proper noun you're not going to hear all week.
What?
Brady and Quinn.
Not in Cleveland.
That's over.
Not in
That's
Cleveland.
Over.
What are you going to hear in Cincinnati, though, for a team that has aspirations this to be in the Super Bowl?
This is stunning because Cleveland was dead and gone. Their coach was fired. They had no hope. They hadn't gotten 51 points probably in 7 games. Right? I mean, come on.
It's unbelievable.
And the Bengals, Marvin Lewis, who I like very much, comes with a deserved reputation as a defensive genius. The defense hasn't been there and isn't there
Tony,
now.
Tony, their
they're
team,
wasting
they should
a great
be
up.
0-2. Baltimore
yes,
gift-wrapped
right.
a victory last week. They are one of those teams like the Chargers. They talk it real good. But when time comes to deliver, the Cincinnati Bengals are overrated. They are perhaps grossly overrated. They have talent. Who galvanizes them? Who galvanizes that team? Who's the leader of that team? You know what? Carson Palmer, in terms of
and
playing,
he's a great quarterback.
He's a great quarterback. But I don't know, Tony, that he loves some of those guys he's playing with. They've been at the center of one controversy after another, and they don't produce.
I have no dispute on that, except that's a great offense.
You know what? Cheers to Romeo Crennel for going with that quarterback. Jaws says start Brady Quinn. What's that about, huh?
We can ask you.
All right.
Just 3 weeks ago, Wilbon, you predicted that Drew Brees would be the MVP.
I did.
How's that looking right now?
Not good.
The Saints are now 0-2 after the Bucs beat them 31-14 yesterday, and Saints coach Sean Payton said, quote, it hasn't been pretty. I'm concerned defensively, offensively, and on special teams.
Oh,
Is that all?
Doesn't leave much.
Hold on. Drew Brees says he's confident the Saints will fix this. Are you confident?
No. No. And for one reason. Look, they will fix it to a degree. They'll go back in and get better because Sean Payton seems like he has that kind of focus to detail and ability to get guys to do what they want to do. He does.
Okay.
But
I give you
the
that.
Problem is not X's and O's. When you're playing as a favored team, when you are playing as a team that people say, oh, you're a front runner now. You can't just come out of the weeds and attack people by surprise. It's a different deal.
And you're right about that. Going to Indianapolis in a first game, getting beat is no disgrace.
No.
Tampa Bay had them 28 love. Tampa Bay didn't get 28 in any games
killing
this year.
Them.
All right? So the magic and the momentum are now gone. And we have to remember, we got to go back 2 years to 2005, where the core of that team was 3-13. So maybe last year was just something beautiful that happened with Brees and Bush. And maybe.
But we don't believe that.
Okay.
Then we believe they're pretty good.
When they
good,
get home next Monday,
they gotta
the first
win.
Time.
That's a gospel win
got
situation.
To win critical
against
situation.
The up and coming Tennessee
to win.
Team. No, you're right about that. Brett Favre has now won more games than any other quarterback in the history of the National Football League. Favre threw 3 touchdown passes as the Packers breathed by the Giants for his 149th regular season victory, one more than, bow your heads, John Elway. But after the game, Favre said, quote, I think it's unfair that the quarterback gets labeled with wins and losses. I think it's a team effort. Last week was a perfect example. I didn't do nothing, and they gave me a win, close quote. Tony, how significant then is this record?
It shows he's been a very, very, very good quarterback for a very, very, very long time. Look at the company he's with.
Yeah.
It is very significant. What I find interesting, and I agree with Brett Favre, that quarterbacks get too much credit for wins and too much blame for losses. But you know what they never say? I'm going to give back the money. They never say, I get too much money.
I'm not taking the commercial. I'm going to give back to cute girls.
I never hear that. Let's look at the Packers for a second because they're 2-0. It's been a while since they've been 2-0. That's a division you follow. That's your division.
I'm worried about the Packers.
How real are they?
I think they're pretty real because their defense is good. And if Favre can just go out and you laugh when they said he needs to manage the game and not going out there being
a gunslinger.
He's not a gunslinger anymore. And if he starts gunslinging, they're not going to be 2-0.
You know,
they're not going to keep this pace.
Other than Favre, that is by far the youngest team in the league. They can get better because they're really
a lot better. And they play defense.
Let us move now to O.J. Simpson.
Oh, do we have to?
Yes. Who is being held without bail in Las Vegas in connection with an alleged armed robbery attempt of his own memorabilia. Apparently, Simpson confronted several collectors and dealers in a Vegas hotel and took several mementos he said belonged to him. The police say it's unclear who owned the items, but that you can't go waving guns around to get stuff done. Simpson denies having a gun. This whole thing is so confusing. Wilbon, what do you make of it?
I don't make anything of it. And I tried reading the stories this morning to figure out what I wanted to think, and I put the stories down. You know why? I'm tired of O.J. Simpson. I don't want to hear his name. I don't want to see his image on TV. I don't want to read his books or hear about his books. And this sounds indelicate. I don't mean it to be. I don't want to hear either from the families, Goldman and Brown. The whole lot of it, Tony, I don't want to. No, I'm not, because I'm going to tune it out.
Well, maybe you're not going to turn on television or radio anymore.
No, I'm going to tune it out.
But my
it's one, so
question,
sordid.
My one question about this. O.J. Simpson has to have been smart enough not
Why?
To wave a gun around.
Why?
No, because he waved a gun around. He's going to jail. He's got. He don't
Why
have a
is
long
it that he has to be smart enough to do this
do
when he apparently, although the law decided otherwise, people think he was involved in a much more
every
heinous
few,
thing about 13
weeks,
years ago?
We hear about O.J. I'll give you a terrific line. Our friend Steve Hurd of the Elias Sports Bureau, he looks at the standings today. He says San Francisco is 2-0, Green Bay is 2-0, Dallas is 2-0, and O.J.'s in jail. We're back to the mid-90s. I mean, that's what it is.
It's
we all wish
sorted.
This would stop.
It's so sorted. And it's not going to stop.
Nope.
I am
nope.
taking a clicker, and I am tuning elsewhere.
You do that
okay?
for America.
The Cartoon Network.
All of America. Let's take a break. When we come back, the Raiders thought they'd won before they lost. How late is it? How late is too late to call a timeout? And later, Notre Dame, your boys
yeah.
have lost 5 straight games.
Yep.
The Booster's getting antsy about Charlie Weiss.
No,
boy.
They're not.
No, this is not. Extended for 100 years.
Pardon the interruption. Presented by Guinness Draft Stout. Drink responsibly.
Wilbon has moved to my side of the desk to clear out space for the massive football brain of Ron Jaworski. Welcome to us,
Jaws.
The Colts and the Titans.
No. We're not starting with that.
Really?
What? Derek Anderson. I want to know if Jaws is going to bench him to bring Brady Quinn in to play quarterback for the Browns.
No, no, I just said you shouldn't play Fry anymore. You go to Anderson, it's okay. Give Brady a little more time to learn the offense.
Oh, okay.
Great job by Derek Anderson. Okay. Real props on that one.
I'm going to go back to the Colts and the Titans playing a tight one. What did we learn from that game?
Skill and scheme. The Tennessee Titans have the skill to get pressure up the middle, force Peyton Manning just to move a little bit, throw the ball before he wants to deliver. And, of course, their scheme is very good. A lot of hybrid coverages in the secondary. Just force Peyton to think a little bit more than he likes to.
The Houston Texans are 2-0. For all these years, we heard that David Carr had no O-line. Is it possible, Jaws, that the O-line had no quarterback?
You are correct,
but they have one now.
Absolutely right. You know, for the quarterback position on a three-step drop, the ball comes out in 1.5 seconds. A five-step drop, 2.1 seconds. A seven-step drop, 3 to 3.1 seconds. The ball must come out of your hand. When you watch Matt Schaub play the position, he understands the timing and rhythm of the passing game. That bat foot hits, the ball is out of his hand, going to a receiver. That's how you play quarterback. He has that innate ability to get rid of it.
You got a time on an 11-step drop or a 14-step
Would you want it? Yeah, I used to do that when I was quicker, in my younger days.
Well, I'm going to ask you about being quicker, because there were times when you weren't quick enough and you got hit pretty hard. You had a concussion or two in your life. John Kitten of the Lions suffered a concussion in the second quarter yesterday, back running around out there in the fourth. Gutsy or insane?
Players want to play. It's gutsy. John Kitna knows he's got more offensive weapons than he will ever have in his life or he's had in his life. Mike March has a beautifully designed offensive scheme. He doesn't want anyone else to go in there and take that job. He's got a chance to have a terrific season.
I don't know if you saw this, Jaws, but the Raiders thought they had victory when Mike Shanahan is calling timeout just as Sebastian Janikowski starts to kick it. He has to kick it a second time. Doink. Denver wins in overtime. Savvy move or cheap move?
It's a savvy move. You guys say it all the time. You play to win the game.
That's right.
And that, you know, you do everything you can. You use everything you have at your disposal to win the game.
Did the rule be changed?
No. I mean, it was within the rules. I mean, we all know kickers to a certain degree are a little bit of a whack job. So, you know, you kind of get in their head a little bit. You're going to get what happened.
All right. We tend to slurp the Colts and the Patriots around here. Is it possible that the Steelers at 2-0 are the best team in the AFC? Possible?
No. Have you been watching? Have you been watching the Colts? Have you been watching the Patriots?
They look good.
Okay. The Steelers really, they're getting better. I'll give Mike Tomlin and that staff a lot of credit. They put that team back together. But look who they played. Buffalo and Cleveland. No, I don't think you can start mentioning the Steelers yet.
Cleveland just got 51 yesterday.
You're right.
The Cowboys have a little bit of the same situation, Jaws. Even though you look at the opposition, you go, they haven't played anybody. They are 2-0. Teal had that nice little spy cam moment as a celebration. But have they played the quality of opponent to tell you yet whether the Cowboys are for real? A lot of points, but are they for real?
Yeah, I actually thought coming into the season they were going to be for real. I thought they had a lot of dimensions you have to have to be a playoff contender and a Super Bowl contender. The big question mark was Tony Romo, how much he was going to elevate his game. I think through two games, after watching Tony in the preseason games, I think he's on that ascending.
Credit there for calling
those
plays?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's got to be the quarterback coach, the play caller, and the quarterback join at the hip, and I think they are.
Let's move to tonight's game, and this is somewhat personal. You obviously played for the Eagles. We've lived in Washington for almost 30 years now, so there is somewhat of a rivalry, though there is not necessarily a bet. Who do you have in this one and why?
No, wait, you played golf with me yesterday
at my
golf course.
You beat my brains out.
Can you? Thank you. Can you imagine if I picked the Redskins and I pulled in that parking lot tomorrow, they would slash my tires. Yes, I'm not going there.
You have no chance.
The Eagles, I'm gonna lean that way.
I think it's going to be a close, low-scoring, boring, offensively challenged game. The Redskins can run the ball on them, but the Eagles have to win this game. Donovan says they got to finish it off this year. If they're going to have a real season, the Eagles have to win tonight. I think they will.
So the both of you are agreeing. Thank you for joining us, Jaws. Appreciate it.
You're not picking?
What?
Come on, Tony.
Wait a minute. What is going on here?
You got to have some courage.
He's so
flawless.
And what?
I'm crushed.
And what is Lloyd Carr and Russell Crowe hanging out together?
He doesn't want Coach Gibbs to see him pick against the Redskins. What a baby.
Oh, man.
Great TV, though, wasn't it? Great TV.
We'll be right back.
Notre Dame took a beating in the email box. We will be nice and read just one and let me...
Why
can't we read seven or eight of them?
Nope. Charlie Weiss says he won't even watch the game film from Saturday's debacle at Michigan and that the Irish are, quote, starting from scratch. Notre Dame has lost five in a row. When does his seat start heating up?
Not in the next 7 years, and people ought to not be so stupid as to think that Charlie Weiss is in any kind of trouble. He's got a 10-year contract. I'm not saying everything he's done has been right. He had a bunch of quarterbacks, changed the offense. I don't think he should have done that stuff. He's been a great coach. He'll do fine at Notre Dame. He's not going to be in trouble.
It's nice to hear that they're starting from scratch. I just have one small reminder. You're 0-3. You're not actually starting from scratch. And I would point out, as you did oftentimes, when Ty Willingham got off to bad starts, people were screaming and yelling. So you say nobody will do this for Charlie Weiss?
They'll start the yelling. He's got a 10-year contract. What are they going to do? They're going to buy him out? I know the Domers have some money.
They can.
They're not buying him out of 8 years. Do you find it odd that Lloyd Carr is best friends with Russell Crowe?
I not only find it odd, I find it incomprehensible. Is this guy not an actor from Australia?
Yes, but
what does he know about the
Maze
and Blue?
They met each other. They talked down in Australia. Lloyd Carr, you know,
Throwing cell phones at each other. Oh, by the way, you're a big fan of Gladiator, so go ahead and defend your boy in this.
I love Gladiator. They're both churlish. I'm not going to defend either one of them. Lloyd Carr is an American citizen, as far as I know. Your boy,
how'd they get to be
your
friends?
Boy Russell Crowe throws cell phones at people. I'll be thrown out of here.
How did they get to
because
be
Because they spliced the video in some game film. They met each other in Australia. They've been pals. Neither one of them probably has many friends, so they have each other.
But they both have a beautiful mind, as far
Michigan
as
played pretty well on Saturday, though. They played pretty well in the Big House. They're 43rd consecutive game at home.
You want to keep talking?
Go on the road, Michigan. Go on the road, Big
Devin Blue. Hester returned a punt for a touchdown, had a kick return called back, and nearly broke a third. Is his freakish ability actually saving Rex Grossman's job?
Yes, because without his returns, he puts him in good field position. He scores late in the game. He just gets him in a position where they can run the clock down. Rex has been terrible, Tony. He was terrible yesterday, but you know what happens? They say winning is the deodorant, right?
Yes.
That covers all stink. Grossman was terrible.
Rex Grossman should not just tithe part of his salary to this guy. He should give him all of his salary. This guy, let's be fair.
He's great.
He's from another planet.
He's great.
He is right now the greatest return guy ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
He's got as many as Gale Sayers already.
And
Gale
every
Sayers.
Every time he touches it, he goes in and the Bears
get in. And they had one that yesterday was called back, a 95-yarder. Unbelievable. This guy's so good. And don't put him at wide receiver. Don't tire him out and overuse him. Chad Johnson jumped into the dog pound and emerged largely unscathed. Have Cleveland fans gone soft, Tony?
What did you want them to do? Kill him?
People, you were looking for more than a few pats. There were a couple of fingers. There were a couple of middle fingers
they
in there.
They threw beer at him.
But a couple of guys, look at that guy patting him. He's giving him a pat
beer
now.
Beer at him, which Chad Johnson found personally repugnant.
Look at this before
disgusting.
The game. A dog pound guy fraternizing with the enemy.
Let
this is not the
this.
Cleveland I knew.
Let me say this about Chad Johnson.
What?
I'm not saying that every one of his demonstrations so far, all two, have been great. But he's got a different one all the time. Let's give him some credit.
Give him some dap.
For walking the walk.
And earlier in the game, you probably didn't see it live, when he scored at the other end, he acted like, the dog pound's down there. It was very funny. It was well thought out. Kudos, thumbs up to Chad for his celebrations.
Now that the FedEx Cup is over and Tiger stepped all over the field, and you had that right.
Oh.
Would you rate the whole thing a success?
Yes, a big success because there was buzz. These guys played six of the final events, the big hitters, when they would not have played this late in September, Tony. You and I both know that. Okay. Even negative talk was talk about the tour and these events, and Tiger was great. Anytime we could see Tiger, you and I watch.
You're 100% right on all of that, but I think the event won't just be tweaked. I think it's in significant trouble.
Really?
Because Tiger won a four-week event by playing how many?
Three.
3 weeks. And what did he do? He won twice and finished second.
Make it a three-week event.
And then he'll play two.
You have to play all of them.
No.
3 weeks mandatory.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And if Tiger says, I'm sorry,
he'll play three.
Not going to be mandatory.
He'll play three.
He'll play two.
And Ernie.
And you know what it's going to end up as?
What?
A four-day event where Tiger plays three and wins. Enough email. One last break. When we come back, Nick Saban, your boy, brings Bama back to the top 25.
Plays at home. Homie
hits 500, and Duke starts a winning streak. Who'd they beat, Wilbon?
Probably Notre Dame, because everybody beats Notre Dame.
I don't think so.
Probably.
I think
maybe.
I know.
What color
begins
do they wear?
With an N, but doesn't have a D.
Northeastern.
No.
Pardon the interruption. Presented by Guinness Draft Stout. Drink responsibly.
Let's get happy. Happy 80th birthday, George Blanda. The Hall of Famer was named the AFC Player of the Year in 1970 for the Raiders at the tender age of 43.
Whoa!
Distinguished quarterback and a great kicker, Blanda did not retire until he was nearly 49. Wilbon, Blanda's got one of those Mount Rushmore faces of football, doesn't he?
Yes, because in part he's the same age as the guys on Mount Rushmore. Former Bear quarterback, Tony.
Happy anniversary, Michael Vick. On this day last year, you ran for 127 yards as the Falcons beat the Bucs to move to 2-0. Everybody knows what's going on with Vick, but look at what the Falcons are doing or not doing without him. They're 0-2. They've scored almost no points.
When they look to Houston to see Matt Schaub leading that team to 2-0, they've got to feel terrible.
Happy trails to Duke's losing streak. The nation's longest football losing streak ended at 22 when Duke beat Northwestern at Northwestern.
Wilbon,
you're a proud Wildcat.
Yes.
You were there. Defend your boys.
I can defend them. They played hard. They got off to a slow start. They just committed too many stupid penalties. But we'll be fine. Michigan's coming in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you'll beat them. Time to find out what we messed up, reality.
They played hard, Wilbon. Do you play to play hard, or do you play to win the games?
I think
you play to win the game.
You know, too many penalties.
All right, you talked about John Kitna's comeback in the game yesterday with Jaws. Kitna has now called it a miracle that he had a concussion in the second quarter, lost his symptoms in the second half, came back to win. I think you guys got your Russell Crowe, Naomi Campbell phone stories mixed up. Campbell throws cell phones. Crowe throws hotel phones. That's what it was.
Get both of them out.
Okay,
get them both
phones.
Out.
Less than a minute left. We go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
Florida and USC rolled, and Alabama beat Arkansas. You going to give Nick Saban some dap?
For beating Western Carolina and Vandy at home? Not yet. Save the dap for a while. Jim Tomey hit his 500th home run. Is he a Hall of Famer?
500, no longer an automatic entry.
He's going to get 600. He's 37.
Then he's in. NBA reinstated referee Joey Crawford. You're surprised.
I'm surprised it came this quick, but I know the veteran players are very happy about this. The U.S. won the Solheim Cup, but at one point, TV analyst Dottie Pepper called the team choking freaking dogs. Is that appropriate?
No, but it's fabulous. Last one. The Mercury beat the Shock for the WNBA title. You happy?
I feel bad for Swing Cash. I'm happy for Phoenix, Tom.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Watch PTI at halftime of Monday night. Let's go back to Bristol.
Joking freaking dogs and good night, Canada.
That was good, but that was tough.
PTI.
If you like this edition of PTI, you may also like Around the Horn. All ESPN podcasts are free to download at the iTunes Music Store and on PodCenter at ESPNRadio.com.
PTI. Monday, St. Mary's School Uniform. Tuesday, St. Mary's School Uniform. Wednesday, St. Mary's School Uniform. Thursday, St. Mary's School Uniform. Friday, blue and red number 12. He's cute.
No matter where you are or what you're doing, every Friday this season is Dick's Sporting Goods Fan Friday. So wear your team out. Authentic Reebok licensed NFL apparel and gear available at Dick's Sporting Goods. Every season starts at Dick's.